Saturday and Sunday, January 30th and 31st, it's the 27th annual Century Jazz Festival. The Century Jazz Ensemble performs 8 o'clock Saturday and 3 p.m. Sunday, with pre-concerts each day, an hour before the shows, by Charmin Michelle and Joel Shapira. The Century Jazz Ensemble is made up of post-collegians, most of whom do something unconnected to music during the day. But like many who came up in music with a big band, they just can't give it up. The director of the band is Larry Newman.
There's something about big band jazz because you're in a group. You're all working towards a goal. It's like a team. It's a big team, and everybody's got to be on the same page. So it's really something that once you get it in your blood, it's really hard to get out of your blood.
Larry, what would you say is the stylistic niche of the Century Jazz Ensemble?
We do a lot of different styles, but probably the two that we are most comfortable with and have a lot of fun with, we do Latin, because that has made a big comeback. It's very popular nowadays. And also, we always go back to swing, because that's where a lot of these guys got their training.
June is busting out all over the Century Jazz Ensemble. For information about the Century College Jazz Festival, it's century.edu. Larry, the band members must be really excited about the famed trumpeter Randy Brecker coming to play with them on this weekend's event.
Well, Randy comes out and does these types of things all over the United States and all over the world. He typically will be working with college or semi-pro bands. His expectation when he comes into something like this is for the band to have pretty much all of the music that he has sent out ahead of time learned. And so he's just going to work with them on style, on details, making sure everyone is on the same page about how he wants them to play it.
Can you give me an example of a detail that Randy might work on?
On one of the tunes we're playing with him, it's his standard that everybody knows Randy for, some skunk funk. And straight ahead funk chart, everything is played exactly on the beat. Now, if you're a swing band and you're used to playing with a little bit more of a laid back feel, that's something that doesn't work when you're playing a rock tune or a funk tune. You have to play exactly on the beat, exactly even. And that's something that Randy would typically work with a band. Hopefully we've got that one straightened out, but we'll see how he thinks when he comes in.
Well, I know that Randy would approve us playing this next version of that tune because it's from a Randy Brecker CD. Thanks to Century Jazz Ensemble director Larry Newman. The Century Jazz Festival features the Jazz Ensemble at 8 p.m. Saturday, January 30th, and 3 p.m. Saturday, January 31st, with pre-concert performances by Charmin Michelle and Joel Shapira an hour earlier. It's at Century's West Auditorium. Information at century.edu. Twin Cities Weekend is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.